Hi, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your names and your titles.
I'm Todd Hitchcock. I'm the program director at AFI Silver Theater in downtown Silver Spring.
And I'm Abby Alka, and I'm the associate film programmer.
And we're here because we are talking the AFI Latin American Film Festival, which starts today and runs through October 13th. I know it's Hispanic Heritage Month, so it's the perfect time for this sort of thing. Remind us what year are we in for this festival, and why is it even cooler to be back this year of all years in person?
Sure. Well, we've been presenting this festival for a long time. This is going to be the 32nd edition of this particular film festival. So we've been doing this going back to our time at the Kennedy Center. Some of your listeners may remember when the AFI movie theater was in the Kennedy Center through the 70s, 80s, 90s, up to the early 2000s. And then since 2003, we've been headquartered at the Silver Theater in downtown Silver Spring. And the Latin American Film Festival, it was very successful in its earlier phase as well, but it's really gone to a new level since we moved to the Silver Theater, Silver Spring location. So it's been great to see it really take off in the last two decades.
And I know last year you had to go virtual. So how exciting is it that you're back in person here?
Yeah, actually, this was last year's 2020 online edition of the Latin American Film Festival. That was our first big undertaking as a virtual presentation. And of course, in that moment of time, we were just happy to be able to have something to keep the program going and a way to reach our audience. Online was the only way to do that. And it worked really well in terms of a bridge year and keeping the festival going and showing all those terrific films that were available in that window of time. But, we're a movie theater. We're about having people in person, leaving their house, coming to see films on the big screen. So to be back full strength here in 2021 with a full size festival in person, we're really excited about this year's edition.
Now, I want to get into some of the specific films in a second, but first, big picture it for me. How many movies in total do we have, from how many countries, how many different premieres, that kind of thing?
Abby, do you want to take that one?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as Todd mentioned, we are really excited to have essentially as big a lineup as we've ever had in recent years. So we have 49 films that covers 22 countries, and seven of those are going to be US premieres. So you'll be seeing them in the theater in Silver Spring before anyone else in the US, which is always really cool.
There you go. First time you can actually see those movies in the US. All right. Well, without further ado, let's touch on some of the movies here. What do we have for opening night?
So opening night is a film from Mexico called A Cop Movie. And it's from a filmmaker named Alonso Ruiz Palacios, who's a really, really talented and interesting filmmaker. We've featured his work in previous editions of the festival, a film called Gueros, and then a few years ago, a film called Museo with Gael Garcia Bernal, which was a really twisty, crafty heist thriller, which also had this kind of political allegory going on. Really, really tremendous film. And he's back with what seems at first like a documentary about Mexico City cops, but as the movie goes on, it kind of changes what we're seeing and our understanding of what we're seeing, and becomes this whole meta puzzle about, what did we see, and was it, how much was it a performance? And it kind of shifts from narrative to documentary. All of that may sound a little academic. It's actually really fun. And again, from absolutely one of the top young talents out there. So that's our opening night tonight, 7:30. And then you can see it again Saturday afternoon at 5:00.
Awesome. Sounds really cool for an opening one. And then I know there's a couple other highlights that are just, they'll just be fun to see on a big screen with an audience from a bunch of different countries, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Friday night, we've got from Spain, a film called The People Upstairs, which is a really fun, clever comedy. It stars Javier Camara, tremendous actor. You might recognize him from Narcos. way, way, way back, he first came to prominence as the nurse, and Pedro Almodóvar has talked to her. And it's sort of anyone who's dreaded going over to the neighbors for a drink and having to get through awkward conversation will relate to the awkward conversation that is the centerpiece of this movie between two couples, neighbors in an apartment building. It's a lot of fun. Should be everything you want in a fun night out at the movies Friday, and then additional screenings through the week. We've also got Heroic Losers from Argentina. And I feel like we're contractually bound to always have the latest Ricardo Darín film from Argentina. Abby, you want to talk about that one?
Yeah, I love this film. It's from 2019, when we were really wanted to include it in a virtual edition. We weren't able to do so. So really happy that we can bring it to the big screen now, because it's a great heist comedy from Argentina. It's based on real events, and it stars, as Todd mentioned, the superstar Ricardo Darín. And not only Ricardo Darín, who you might know from films like The Secret in Their Eyes, also his son, Chino Darín, who's an up-and-coming star in Argentina. And this is their first film together, and they have some excellent chemistry. It's really, really fun.
Cool. And then I know you mentioned briefly that there's some movies that will be making their U.S. premieres. I mean, I know they just had their world premieres, but it's the first time you can see them in anywhere in the theater in America. Will you run through a couple of those?
Yeah. First up, I want to mention a film called Fever Dream from Peru, which is screening actually tomorrow, September 24th, and then again on Monday, September 27th. And this is the latest film from Peruvian director Claudia Llosa. You might know her from her Oscar-nominated film, The Milk of Sorrow, from, I think, 2009, which was in the festival in that year. And then Fever Dream, I'm not going to say too much about it, because I think I could get into spoiler territory for sure. But it's an adaptation of a novel. It's essentially a thriller / ghost story set in the Argentine countryside. And over the course of the film, it becomes kind of something completely else, which I'm not going to spoil. But also to note is that it is produced by Pablo Larraín, who, you know, listeners might know from Jackie and other films, and from our opening night film last year, actually, Emma. But coming up, he has the Princess Diana biopic, Kristen Stewart, starring Kristen Stewart Spencer. So it's really cool to see him continuing to support, you know, cinema in Latin America, as well as becoming a big Hollywood director. We also have a film from Brazil called Seven Prisoners. That's going to be October 1st and 4th. And that literally just had its premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival. It's a story about human trafficking in Sao Paulo. It's directed by Alexandra Morato, who had a breakout film, I think maybe 3 years ago, called Socrates. This is the second film. It's had great reviews. It's a very tense thriller. Sadly, also kind of highly topical. And some great performances as well. So we're very excited about that one as well.
Sounds great. All right. I'll just cherry pick a couple random ones if you want to talk about some guest shows here, where I guess you'll have some cool people either involved with the film or representing the film in person as well. So I know from Panama, Something Blue, you'll have an intro from the actress.
Yeah, that's coming up on this Sunday, September 26th. And it's this very funny, fast-paced rom-com from Panama about a bride on the run in a stolen wedding dress. And yeah, we're going to have one of the supporting actresses happens to be in town, and she's going to come and introduce the film on Sunday, Ana Alejandra Carrizo. So it's really cool when you have things like that in person. It's a great treat for the audience.
Yeah, for sure. And then also in terms of, you know, special guests, you'll have a live musical accompaniment for one of the shows for National Silent Movie Day. Explain what you have.
Yeah, this is kind of a cross listing of two different things. So in the way that there seems to be a national day for all sorts of different topics, themes, concepts, interest groups, everything. A group of people who are fans of silent movies have banded together and launched National Silent Movie Day for Wednesday, September 29th, which we think is a great thing because silent movies are not dead, far from it. They are a wonderful part of film history, but it takes a little extra work to get them in front of an audience and in the proper way. So this is the inaugural edition of Silent Movie Day. And basically, when the word went out earlier this year, it was just sort of like, can you figure out something to do on your program? And the date we noticed happened to fall within our Latin American Film Festival. So rather than scheduling, I don't know, Metropolis that day, we said, what if we found a way to connect it to the Latin American Film Festival? And that's how we selected this year's film, The Loves of Carmen. So it's a version of the Carmen story. Most people probably know the opera version, not necessarily the original novella. Most people probably know the music as the music of the Bad News Bears. That's how I always have thought of it. And it's among the most popular operas beyond people who are opera devotees. But everyone kind of knows the melodies of the big songs from Carmen. So anyway, this is a version of the story, and the star is Dolores del Rio. Dolores del Rio was a major star in the silent era in Hollywood, originally from Mexico. And then with the coming of sound, she still did films in Hollywood, but she eventually moved back to Mexico, and her real stardom in the Mexican film industry was later in her career in the 40s. But in the 20s, she was a teen, early 20-something beauty, an amazing performer on screen. And this was right when she was taking off as a top billed star. So here she is opposite Victor McLaughlin. Most people would associate him with being an old crusty John Ford trooper from things like, you know, She Wore a Yellow Ribbon many years later. But he was a pretty handsome, rugged leading man in the silent era. So that the two of them together, directed by Raoul Walsh, one of the great names in Hollywood, a very long career, many, many terrific films, often in the action vein and Westerns later on. But, you know, a jack of all trades who did a wide variety of movies starting in the silent era.
Oh, so, White Heat, though, man. He could do it White, all.
exactly. Right. Many canonical titles. High Sierra also, you know, gave John Wayne his start. Not John Ford, Raoul Walsh, early on. Took a few years for things to come together with John Wayne. That's another story. That's part of the Raoul Walsh story. But The Loves of Carmen, recently restored by MoMA. And if you've never seen a silent film before or never seen it in person and the proper way with live musical accompaniment, this is your opportunity. So again, it's Wednesday, September 29th. Tickets are only $8. And the music is going to be provided on the theater organ by Andrew Simpson, who's one of... Not only is he a good friend and local, he's also a professor of music composition at Catholic University, but Andrew really is one of the preeminent silent film accompanists in the U.S. right now. And we're very, very fortunate to have him right here as a resident of Silver Spring. So for fans of silent movies already, I don't need to sell you on that, but for anyone who's ever been curious to see a proper silent film with live music accompaniment, here's your chance.
Sounds fantastic. All right. And then I know on Sunday the 3rd, you have a double feature. I don't even know how to pronounce this. Oaxaca, California?
Yeah, that sort of squished together word. I wind up just saying the two parts separately because it's easier. So Oaxaca, California. Or, yeah.
You got a hawk when you say it. Okay, Oaxaca, California and Oaxaca, California, The Return. And you have some the filmmakers and the subjects of the movie?
Yeah, so Oaxaca, California, the original documentary was from 1995, and it's about this Mexican-American family living in Fresno in California who kind of take a trip back to their ancestral town in Oaxaca in Mexico. And then Oaxaca, California, The Return, which was made just last year, I think, is returning to the same family, you know, all these years later to see, you know, what they're up to and how things have been going since 1995. So kind of in the vein of the, you know, the Up series from Michael Apted, it's really, really cool to kind of see, you know, the contrasts and continuities between the two films. And yeah, we're going to have the filmmaker of Oaxaca, California, The Return, Tricia Ziff, who was the producer of the original documentary, here in person with us on October 3rd. And then also two of the subjects from the film, which is going to be really fun to hear what they have to say all these years later.
Great. And then I know also the next week you have the producer of Soy Cubana.
Yeah, this is a really fun music documentary about a Cuban a cappella group called the Vocal Vidas, and their first kind of trip or tour to the US to perform live. And it's a great story. It's taking place around 2016. So just as Trump is coming in and, you know, relations between the US and Cuba aren't so great. So it's a great portrait both of these women and of this very specific time in Cuba-US relations. And we're going to have, the producer, Robin Miller-Ungar, is going to be there on Sunday, October 10th to do a Q&A. And then she's going to introduce a couple of other shows in the week after that. So another great thing to experience in person.
Great. And then why don't you tell me about Closing Night? It's a co-production between the US and the Dominican.
Yeah, this is kind of a action movie from Dominican-American actor and now director Manny Perez. It's a sequel to La Soga, which came out in 2009, I think, and was in the festival in that year. And it's about this kind of hitman who is trying to now turn his life around and, you know, get back into living a normal life in the US. And obviously he has to do one last job. So it's that kind of thing. It's great fun. And then we are going to have Manny Perez here, who both directed the film and is the star of the film. And he also wrote and starred in the original La Soga. So that's going to be really fun. And that literally just had its world premiere in Toronto, I think last week. So you couldn't be newer than that with this film.
Great.
Jason, could I say something?
Yeah.
I just wanted to do a quick segue on the topic of the Dominican Republic, because we've been seeing some really terrific films coming from there the last few years. They don't necessarily make a lot of films year to year, but what we've been seeing have been some really good ones, including some prominent titles we have in the lineup this year here. So in addition to La Soga too, I want to mention Hotel Coppelia is also from the Dominican Republic. And this is the latest film from another really talented young filmmaker named Jose Maria Cabral, whose films we've featured in the festival in the past, both The Projectionist and a few years before that, a great film called Woodpeckers. So this is all of this. This is action in this Hotel Coppelia, takes place during the 1965 Civil War. And Hotel Coppelia is a brothel, kind of a higher end brothel. And events are playing out in the streets between the different factions in the Civil War, and the different factions are coming into the hotel and out of the hotel, and basically all that history is playing out in the space of the hotel and its employees. It's a tremendous film. I think it's going to be one of the highlights this year.
Great. Now, as you know, Zoom is giving me the less than 10 minute go home sign. So really quickly before we run, I do want to, if you could really quickly mention, there's two films with local connections that are going to have guests.
Yeah, we're really excited about these two in particular this year. The first one is La Condesa, which is a Honduran US co-production from filmmaker Mario Ramos, who lives here in the DC area. And it's a horror film. And it has some great jump scares, a little bit of gore, I'll warn you now, but it's very well done. And it was all shot on location in Ellicott City, very close by. So it's going to be really fun to have Mario here with us on Friday, October 8th and Monday, October 11th, to talk a little bit about making the film and making it here in the local area. And we're hoping that potentially we'll have some of the actors from the film here as well. It has a great kind of pan Latin American cast from all over. So I think it'll be a really interesting conversation. And then the other one I want to quickly mention is a film called La Man Plaza, which is a locally made documentary about the Mount Pleasant uprisings of 1991, which were in response to the police shooting of a local Salvadorian man. And the film is absolutely fascinating. And I particularly connected with it because I lived in Mount Pleasant when I first moved to DC, 5 years ago or whenever. And I think local viewers will find it really, really fascinating. And we have a Q&A with the filmmaker, Ellie Walton, as well as some of the film's producers and subjects. So that's Sunday, October 10th at 5.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a really cool lineup from start to finish. Again, everyone, it's the AFI Latin American Film Festival, September 23rd through October 13th at the AFI Silver Theater in Silver Spring, Maryland. Anything else you want to say really quick? You know, why should our listeners speak directly to the listeners? Why should they, Todd, tell them why they should come on out?
They should come on out because don't you want to get out of your house and see something entertaining and interesting and thought-provoking and discuss it with your friends afterwards. I think we have a lot of films in the lineup, nearly 50, that could fit that bill for you. And come on out to AFI Silver and check out some of these great movies, some of which will eventually be released in the US, many of which will not be. So this really is the time to see them.
Sounds good. Well, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to getting everyone out to the festival. Thanks,
Jason.
Thanks, all right, Jason.
Talk to you later.